I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. Manuel Godoy is CEO of the Delaware-based Black Sands Entertainment, a fast-growing comics and children's book company rooted in African history and mythology. Manuel and his wife Giselle created the company because they couldn't find books for their kids that had Black heroes. And since 2016, they've sold hundreds of thousands of books and will launch an anime series this fall. But Manuel says comic books were not the original plan. Have you been reading comics your whole life?
No.
Really?
Total accident. I'm a video game guy, and I watch anime. And the only reason why I did comics at all is because video games cost too much money. I already wasted a lot of money trying to make it. And I was like, man, this is an unreasonable amount of money I have to do. So I had to pivot. And when I pivoted, I decided to do a comic book instead with the same story called The Kids to Kings and released the first issue for free in 2017 and then ran a Kickstarter. That Kickstarter took off. We had a massive success on that. And I said, hey, I guess comic books are where I need to be. And just went from there.
And you and your wife started the company together. And you did it for your kids. Mm-hmm. What problem were you seeking to solve when you started Black Sands?
Well, honestly, I just didn't like the fact that when we ever talked about ancient times, we always talk about it in a bubble. So if it's an Egyptian story, it's only Egyptians, right? If it's a Greek story, it's always the Greeks by themselves. And the ancient world was never like that. So in our story, Black Sands, we have seven different kingdoms across the entire Middle East vying for power. And that was just a big, big thing for me as far as history was concerned. And then when it came to the representation aspect of it, right, it seems like we were always cut out of everything African. Anything in Africa had to be showed us as either slaves, poverty, or some kind of warlord or something like that. So I was like, we got to get some positive representation in history, right? We got to see ourselves in that, right? And we don't need any crutches in there, like something to, like we need some kind of stereotype in there to go and make it relatable, right? We're just going to make it royalty, queens, kings, you know, kingdoms.
And let's level set, because for a person who's never heard of Black Sands, the Seven Kingdoms, they have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, so the graphic novels, you know, Black Sands, the Seven Kingdoms, it's a story about a boy named Asar. He's trying to prove to his grandfather that he could become the next pharaoh, but a war breaks out between Seven Kingdoms. Now it's up to him and his kin to save the world. So it's based on a mythological time period. It's not like any time period that we know of, so before 3500 BC, roughly, right?
And take us all the way back.
Yeah, we're
going us all the way back.
We're going ancient gods versus man. You know, everybody got their own motivations. The Spartans are at war with the Titans, right? You know, Sumerians are controlled by the Anunnaki. It's all good stuff, right? And Egyptians, they're demigods, right? As far as like their leadership, it's demigods, but they're still human. So they're not overpowered. Like, you ain't gonna see one character beat up an army. It's like, that's not how it works. Armies still rule the battlefield, which makes our story unique. Most of the time when people talk about really powerful characters in comics or graphic novels, they always can take on like 100,000 people or something, like in the solo. And in our story, militaries decide everything, like entire civilizations. So that makes a big difference when it comes to storytelling, because now you actually see that, oh, a sneak attack happened by these people, and that really matters. You can't just stop it with one guy showing up and being like, stop, you will lose, right? It's like, nah.
You got to work together.
Yeah, you got to work, you know?
And there seems to be these comic segments of the book, and then you mix actual history in.
Yes.
And it's almost like a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. You know what I mean? Was that your intention to sort of give the kids the comics, but then also give them history at the same time?
Yeah, so a long time ago, I decided that I did want my books in school eventually, right? So I started from the beginning. I said, no sex, no drugs, no gore, no language in any of the books. Anything we publish, no matter what, those are core, you know, core development
principles,
things, no matter
what,
right? And also, in the middle of the chapters, I would go and break down specific factions or specific characters or specific locations or specific political agendas between two different nations. And I say, in the real world, these two people hated each other. That's why in Black Sands specifically, right, we're using this action in history to go and build a rivalry between them. You still have the dynamics of the real ancient world in the story. Therefore, you feel like it's still a part of actual history.
And the other thing is you've attracted multi-generational. So the kids read the books, but the grandparents buy it for them because they want their grandchildren to read these books and to be inspired. But then you have investors. You have 1,500 plus individual investors who put up at least $1,000 to invest in your company. People who believe in you.
Yeah.
What is, I mean, that's community crowdfunded for real.
Yeah, it's on a whole other level to see that you can do stuff like that, right? Because it gives you the freedom to be aggressive, right? So if you ever see a lot of successful Black producers or writers or creators in Hollywood, right, or on TV or something like that, they have to control their creative. They have to make certain decisions in order to be palatable, right, for whatever person's writing the checks decides what's good and what's not. It's very important that when you know that if I don't get a Netflix deal, I can still make my movie at full production, then you can make a movie however you want. Right. You don't have to add specific characters in order to make it more marketable and stuff like that. You can just straight up do whatever you want.
And I one thing I had to ask you about, because for a lot of entrepreneurs who are doing startups, you know, you don't know what it's going to be. You have to try different things. You're innovating. And you even went on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And blew up on Shark Tank, got a lot of eyeballs knowing who Black Sands Entertainment was or is. And you got a huge name to buy in, at least on camera.
Yeah, on camera.
Kevin Hart was one of the investors in Black Sands Entertainment. And there was a lot of talk about that. But after a year, things did not necessarily work out. What happened with that?
It was mostly control. Like at the end of the day, you know, he's not some small time Hollywood, you know, personality. He's like one of the top three comedians of in the industry, period, right? So he has a lot of things to do and a lot of people who work with him. So at the end of the day, the idea is that if I was to work with him, one, couldn't have outside investors anymore. It had to be professional.
So it was going to be exclusive, yeah.
Yeah, so I can't have fans investing anymore. They're unaccredited, right? So got to cut them all out. And then it would be sold as an IP completely. So in other words, if we sold, if we wanted to get a show, it would have to be like Netflix buys the entire thing and they could do whatever the heck they want with it. That's two huge, giant red flags. And eventually, over time, you know, it didn't work out.
And I got to say this about you, Manuel. You got a little chip on your shoulder. Tell me why.
I talked about this on a TED Talk once. The chip on my shoulder was Mankind, the story of all of us. It was a documentary on History Channel. So it's like 8 hours of the world's greatest civilizations and their greatest achievements. So they spent forever on every single civilization. I'm talking about even Maui and stuff like that. They were just going in on everybody's achievements and how they built things, and their especially megalithic stuff. Anything that was megalithic, like they built some kind of structure or whatever, they were going to show them doing it. And when it came to Central Africa, basically, right? When it came to that, they first talked about Timbuktu, the first university in the world. And they go inside Timbuktu, and all it is Arabs, you know, not, you know, just they're teaching this stuff. And yes, it was a Muslim nation, but they were Black. It's not the Middle East. This is like way deep into Africa.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like these are Black people. Like there's not that many of them here. And they literally told you that in their own books. They said, we just visited the Mali Empire. They're so different from us, the way they practice. Is it so they're there, but they don't show any Black people in the university. But they do show Black people picking gold out of like water, saying this is where most of the gold of the world comes from. And then they started showing stuff like the Great Walls of Nigeria, and it would be like literally like blocks floating in from space and like landing into places when they literally had entire segments of everybody building the Colosseum, you know, building like everybody's putting a chisel and actually building their own stuff. But when it came to African civilizations, it was CGI blocks floating in. God forbid Black people could build anything. So I was just looking at that, and I'm like, he said, even in a story where literally they spent an infinite amount of money on literally every civilization known to man, Black people couldn't be shown as doing anything sophisticated. So I was like, I'm done. I got to do stuff my own self. I got to show the majestic, right? The grand display of African, you know, infrastructure and everything else. I got to show it.
You know? And what do you think Black Sands does, the Black Sands world does, that other historical depictions of Black people has failed to do?
Well, honestly, it just shows that, you know, how societies work, right? How people, like, actually have, like a structure, a basis of how they lead and rule and how you raise your kids. It's just something that you don't see. There's always some kind of story behind things. Like, even if it's like a Black king, it'll be like a Black king whose father abandoned him. And so now he's trying to survive by himself. Like, no, it's like the parents are there. And we avoid the struggle, right? Mm-hmm. The struggles they have is more like real world struggles. Like, hey, there's a political situation going on between another nation. They might have to go to war with us, right? How are we going to deal with that? How are we going to deal with our allies, right? These are more situations where these high-level problems is what the Black people in my books solve. They don't solve low-level stuff like, how do I get my next meal, right?
They're building nations.
Yeah, they're building nations. That's it.
So all these stories come from your brain?
Yeah, for the most part. I'm a big fanboy, too. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm always watching some history story or whatever. And I also see how they cheat. So I'll be like Vikings, right? Rollo is not even like alive during the time of Ragnar, right? He's like 200 years later. Mm-hmm. But they said, I don't care. I want Rollo to be Ragnar's brother. And I want this storyline to be a part of this, even though it's like hundreds of years apart. I just want it there because this will make a more dynamic story.
The anime is coming out. Mm-hmm. Any idea when it will be coming out? Is it this 2026 or do you think it'll be 2027?
Most likely 2026, either fall or the winter. Mm-hmm. You know, if it does well, we'll have a season one on one of these platforms, right? Amazon, Netflix, something like that. And, you know, we'll still be doing movies crowdfunded. So yeah. No matter what in the future, I don't care how successful we are, we get $300 million at the box office and Paramount says, well, we'll outbid everybody and pay for this, right? It's like, we're still going to be like, it doesn't matter.
And why?
I mean, you dance with the people who brought you to the party, period, no matter what. So it doesn't matter what wins we get in the future. The fans will still fund it. They might have to fund a lot more, right? It might be a much bigger budget, so they're going to have to do that. But I don't think anybody will care if they got the first check, right? You got your first check. You don't care how much money it is at this point. You know you're going to get your money back. So the idea is that we keep cutting in because it's an economic model. You know, like Sinners did like $300 million or something like that, right? Some crazy number like that, right? But ain't nobody get money. Right? They're like, oh, but he gets the movie back in 30 years. He might not be alive in 30 years.
Yeah.
He said, I want my people to get a check 2 months after the movie drop. You know what I mean? And every time a movie from Black Sands comes out, investors, mom and pops, regular people in our community gets a check.
Yeah.
So.
And you have this sort of built-in way of bringing wealth to the people who read the books.
Yeah. I guess it's really important to understand, like, our motto. I think it's, like, right in the center of my website. Like, the first thing you see when you get on the website, it says, no more slave stories, time for kings. Right?
Yeah.
It's like,
and what does that mean?
It's just a beef. It's like, their industry is going to make 10 slave movies a year, right? Ain't going to be us. He said, you can ask us a million times. We're never going to do it. We're going to tell stories about kings, empires, you know, kingdoms, dramas, everything in the world besides slavery, poverty, and civil rights. I just don't feel like it. I want to talk about the high points. You know what I mean? I really fight for, like, moral value and like you know, just showing Black people in the highest possible regard, right? And then, like, also not being afraid to talk about the politics of the United States and stuff like that, and just get into the weeds of things because it's relevant. People be acting like it's not relevant to go and talk about what's going on in America with Black people and how things are you know, being affected by policies. And it's like, go out there and talk about it. How are you not going to talk about the fact that they are literally banning every single Black book in schools, no matter what the topic is? If it has a Black face on it, it has to be DEI, so get it out of here. You know, like, how do you avoid that? How do you just act like that's not existing and talk about, look at my pretty picture? You know, like, you can't do that. So people know that I don't care about what could possibly happen to me if I speak out on something. They know I'm going to go out there and say what I got to say and do what I got to do and just be a straight up leader, right? Yeah. I'm a social leader before I'm a comic book guy.
And what do you hope a young person takes from reading a Black Sands comic?
Well, first, that they're a part of history too, right? So a lot of people, you'd be surprised how many young black people don't believe they're even a part of history. You know, they don't get anything in school that tells them that they did anything besides ask for their freedom. You know, that's the whole history of black people. You ask for your freedom and then you got it one day. You know, so that's the first thing. And the second thing is that they can do this too. They can have a career in being a creative without having to do everything that everybody else already does. You know what I mean? Because I'm one of the few examples of complete independence working out.
Well, Manuel Godoy, it's so nice to meet you. And congratulations on Black Sands. I can't wait till the anime feature comes out. And I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
That was Manuel Godoy, CEO of Black Sands Entertainment, a Delaware-based entertainment company he founded with his wife, Giselle Godoy. Their new anime series will launch this fall. You can listen to Studio 2 live Monday through Thursday at noon on WHYY 90.9 FM and streaming on YouTube. Our show is produced by Debbie Builder, Andreas Copes, and Hazel May Bryan. Al Banks engineered this Studio 2 Extra. From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.